Your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 75. West winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows around 35 tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs around 72. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the National Organization Mental Health America has officially released its yearly State of Mental Health report, evaluating the mental health services across each state across the nation. And according to Cake News, the overall ranking for 2023 for the state of Kansas, we ranked dead last at number 51.
That was a gut punch, not going to lie. The quality of care that is available in Kansas is generally fairly good. What this report really points to is the lack of access.
That was Eric Litwiller, the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas, on Cake News. As they say, mental health is a focus that Kansas has been trying to focus on, and some school districts are doing what they can to solve the issue.
We've had over 100,000 services provided by our psych, social workers, and counselors over this last year. We heard from our students that they need these supports, and then we reached out and we made these things happen.
Good American Network News.
Attention Wichita and surrounding area residents. This is a notification of payment relief. Payment relief may be available for those who qualify until January 2023.
Rusty Eckford has over 350 vehicles available. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and pre-owned, and our inventory is moving fast. Our low, low pricing keeps them moving quick. Plus, our high trade-in values and financing as low as 0.99% APR will help you get the low payment you deserve. Plus, for a limited time, you may qualify for payment relief up to January of 2023. That's right. Make no payments up to January 2023 with the purchase of your new or pre-owned vehicle for a limited time only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR available on select certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit and expire at month's end.
The Law Enforcement Officer of the Year in 2021 from Southwest Kansas is now facing charges of rape and aggravated sexual battery. Hank News reports the announcement came from the Ford County's Attorney's Office after a grand jury returned the indictment against Guillermo Gutierrez on October 4th. The allegations occurred in Dodge City on May 19th. No details of the investigation have been made public so far. He is scheduled for an appearance in court on November 10th. Gutierrez had been an officer with the Dodge City Police Department since May of 2011, and he left the force back on August 4th of this year. He was the Kansas Law Enforcement Officer of the Year in May of 2021. In other news, a 33-year-old man who barricaded himself in a relative's home then tried to carjack a woman early Thursday morning has been fatally shot. Cake News reports after the individual tried to break into a home, he fled to his sister's house, who then stole a vehicle and went to a local convenience store where he was shot by police. The suspect was identified as Taylor Lowry and died at the scene. All the officers that were involved in the incident are on paid administrative leave during the investigation from the KBI.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Western Nebraska Community College Board of Governors is considering a proposal to freeze a tuition for Nebraska residents, but raise them for the non-residents. The Panhandle News Channel Nebraska says the proposal increase is $7 for those from border states and $15 for all other states. They did say, however, that fees for high school students that are doing dual credit courses would stay the same. The population at the university is roughly 6% of the WNCC's enrollment. If the proposal goes through, meal plans would also rise by roughly 3%. 20% across the board, while room rates will stay the same. The Western Nebraska Community College Board is expected to vote on the proposal next month after additional input from student government and other groups have been heard. In other news, a former Nebraska Panhandle teacher and boys basketball coach has been arraigned in Dual County District Court on charges of sexual assault of a child. According to the report, 37-year-old Joel Foster of Big Springs is accused of having inappropriate contact with a 16-year-old student.
Attention Wichita and surrounding area residents. This is a notification of payment relief. Payment relief may be available for those who qualify until January 2023.
Rusty Eckford has over 350 vehicles available. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and pre-owned, and our inventory is moving fast. Our low, low pricing keeps them moving quick. Plus, our high trade-in values and financing as low as 0.99% APR will help you get the low payment you deserve. Plus, for a limited time, you may qualify for payment relief up to January of 2023. That's right. Make no payments up to January 2023 with the purchase of your new or pre-owned vehicle for a limited time only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR available on select certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit and expire at month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Fall harvest was slowed by overnight rains early Wednesday across the area. Corn harvest is nearing completion for most, with yields for many reported as average. Bean yields varied more with no rains in August, and harvest will likely pick up again into the weekend. Prices for commodities are up from a year ago, as well as input costs this year. A vehicle down a creek embankment in Clay County was discovered by county employees Thursday with a deceased individual inside. Indications were the accident may have happened sometime back, but was just recently discovered north of Green in northern Clay County. Investigation continues. The identity of the individual has not yet been released. An accident in Nemahal County Tuesday afternoon resulted in minor injuries. A wheel came loose from an axle in a semi-trailer and struck a vehicle driven by John Epic, age 43, of Seneca, who was transported by private vehicle to the hospital. An injury accident in Gage County was reported early last Saturday morning. Kelsey Schacht, age 29, of Beatrice, lost control avoiding a deer on US 136 at Southwest 45th Road. The driver was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. Another accident was reported last Friday evening on US 136 at Southwest 89th Road. Several cattle had strayed onto the road. One was struck by Leslie Hoynes of Beatrice. Another vehicle driven by Kent Mahler, age 54 of Beatrice, then struck the animal as well. A 17-year-old passenger in the Mahler vehicle was taken by private vehicle to the hospital in Beatrice. Engineers' estimates are nearly $8.5 million for reconstruction of four streets in Washington in need of repair. C, D, as well as East 2nd and 3rd Streets leading to the hospital are a top priority. This would include rebuilding street surfaces with concrete, as well as curb and gutter work and adjacent sidewalks. A project was finished along B Street in recent years. With a cost estimate, various grant options can be explored, and if funds are obtained and the project approved, construction could begin by next spring. Proceeds of a city sales tax accumulated after payoff of the swimming pool could be used toward a city match, with over $900,000 currently available. Approval was given to pay CES Group $46,000 from the sales tax fund for the engineering project. Seneca City Council recently opted not to change US 36 from four lanes to two with a center turn lane, as suggested by the Kansas Department of Transportation. With an upcoming overlay project, the matter was referred to council, who had struggled with options maintaining a crossing signal on the highway at 6th Street. An option to convert to on-demand pedestrian only would cost some $30,000, and a full conversion with changes could run $250,000. Council earlier had indicated interest in maintaining a signal for cross traffic, noting older drivers and slower utility vehicles using the intersection as a means to cross US 36. In maintaining the four-lane configuration, it was suggested additional signage and markings where the four lanes merge to two at the west edge of Seneca will make the transition more apparent to drivers.
Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet the week of October 17th due to the Kansas Association of Counties Conference. Their next scheduled meeting is Monday, October 24th. Quilting Through the Years Past and Present is the display this month at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. The Art Center is open Saturdays 10 to 2, Sundays 1 to 4, and Thursdays from 11 until 6. Our public affairs guest this weekend is Carolyn Scoville. He talks about plans in Washington County to consider a joint emergency management and ambulance service. Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on Key and EY.
Police responded to Marysville Junior Senior High School Thursday after a staff member reported having overheard a student make a comment that administration deemed to be a safety issue. Authorities were contacted and multiple officers responded, starting an investigation while also conducting a search off school grounds to ensure that the situation posed no imminent threat to students or staff. Through the process, police determined there was no immediate danger to students or staff. A memorial service for Ed Cabriel, who passed away July 21, 2021, and Connie Cabriel, who passed away February 22, 2022, is planned Saturday, October 15, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Ed and Connie Cabriel.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
4-H.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from the Blue Valley Insurance Agency, JD Construction, Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, and CanEquip.
My name is Vanessa Rush. I'm part of the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. This is my sixth year in 4-H. And my favorite thing about the fair was showing my calf. And I got three purples and two blues.
I'm Colton Schmitz. This is my fourth year with Home City Hustlers. I did four photographs and cake decorating this year. I got two blue ribbons. My favorite part about it was the concession stand.
My name is Hallie Fincham. I am 7 years old. I am a member of the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. My favorite 4-H project was making my seashell picture frame. I also really enjoyed leading my calf at the fair.
Hi, I'm Jed Schmitz. This is my fourth year in 4-H with the Home City Hustlers. I enjoyed photography, arts and crafts, and horticulture at the fair.
I'm Samuel Schmitz. This will be my seventh year with the Home City Hustlers. This year I did arts and crafts, photography, and cake decorating at the fair.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from the Blue Valley Insurance Agency, JD Construction, Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, and CanEquip.
4-H, for youth, for America, 4-H.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Conditions looking to stay on the dry and breezy side yet for this afternoon, with our temperatures still trending above average for this time of year. We'll have high temperatures approaching the middle part of the 70s, and we'll have those winds increasing out of the west around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies expected for tonight, with lows dropping back into the upper 30s. And still looking at dry weather conditions into your upcoming weekend as high pressure continues to dominate our weather pattern. Not nearly as breezy into the day on Saturday, still managing some lower 70s for high temperatures. But a cooler stretch of weather expected Sunday and into the first part of the upcoming work week. Sunday, we're back to some lower 60s for high temperatures, despite lots of sunshine. And sunny, but cooler than average into the early part of the work week. Monday, Monday, mid-50s for highs, and for Tuesday, up to around 55. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-October 70, record high on this date 94, the average low 45, and the record low 28. Sunrise this morning 7:36, sunset this evening at 6:50.
Will your indoor pets be comfortable in a cool house this winter? A few things to consider today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 14th, the 287th day of the year. Remember the media frenzy when 18-month-old Jessica McClure fell into an abandoned well in her backyard in Texas? Today is the 35th anniversary of that event. The arrival of cooler weather has many of us thinking about lowering our energy bills, and lowering the thermostat is step one. But what if you have pets? Cats generally prefer a warmer environment, usually above 70 degrees. If they'll be in a cool home, try to provide an area with sun exposure where they can warm themselves. Dogs are generally comfortable in colder environments, but it varies among breeds and what they're accustomed to. If keeping the thermostat turned up is not an option, look into a heated bedding product as an alternative. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's a quick turnaround for the Kansas City Chiefs after their Monday night football game and their one-point victory against the Las Vegas Raiders, 30-29. But the Chiefs are set again to take on the Buffalo Bills this Sunday with an afternoon kickoff of 3:25. Right now, the Chiefs are on a two-game winning streak after also their victory against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers the week prior, 41-31. After their one-point victory over the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday night, the Chiefs do hang on to their first-place position in the AFC West with an overall record right now of 4-1. Their single loss so far had come 20-17 against the Indianapolis Colts. The Raiders are down 1-4 in the bottom of the AFC West. This is one of the tougher challenges for the Chiefs so far, as the Bills are sitting number one in the AFC East, also with a record of 4-1 right now. They are 2-0 at home and 2-1 on the road. After this game, Kansas City heads back on the road for next Sunday as they take on the San Francisco 49ers with another afternoon game on Sunday. Mid-America Network Sports.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Laura Kelly want to take away your right to self-defense. Laura Kelly supports California-style gun bans, and Kelly would criminalize private transfers of firearms. Kelly is so anti-gun, she even vetoed laws for gun safety education. That's why Laura Kelly earned an F rating from the NRA. But Derek Schmidt supports your right to self-defense. Schmidt supports the right to carry. Schmidt respects Kansas hunting heritage with a firearm of your choice. Rated A+ and endorsed by the NRA, Derek Schmidt will defend your rights. For governor, elect Derek Schmidt.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund, a political action committee. Jason Wiemey, chairman. NRAPVF.org.
It's a big weekend for college football in the state of Kansas, as well as the number 19 Kansas University Jayhawks take on the Oklahoma Sooners. That's an early morning game with kickoff at 11 a.m. on Saturday. The Jayhawks had slightly slipped from that number one slot in the Big 12 after their loss last week against number 13 TCU, 38-31. Right now they're sitting at number four in the Big 12 with an overall record of 2-1 in conference play. Overall, they're sitting 5-1. The Sooners have struggled throughout most of the season so far, sitting at the bottom of the Big 12 league and sitting 0-3 in conference play and overall 3-3 for the season. And after the fall from KU at the top of the Big 12 league, Kansas State had taken that place as they're now number 17 nationwide, and they're set to take on the number 13 TCU Horned Frogs this Saturday with an evening game with kickoff at 7 p.m. Kansas is coming off a one-point victory against Iowa State last weekend. Right now, Kansas State is at the top of the Big 12 conference, sitting 3-0 in conference play. Overall, they have a record of 5-1 that is matched with KU. TCU is 2-0 in conference play.
Thursday night high school football, Washington County fell at El Saline 46-12. Friday night kickoffs, Marysville hosting Hiawatha, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Frankfort at Axtell, live on FM 95.5. High school football on air online and on our mobile apps. Valley Heights hosting Waubunsee, Hanover entertains Lynn, Centralia kicks off at Riverside, and Diller Odell is at Johnson Brock.
Stand up and cheer.
He's going to keep. He's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Hail to old KU.
And Kansas will win.
Wear your crimson and blue and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks head to Norman to battle the Oklahoma Sooners. Pre-game begins at 9:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
Your home for Today's Country and Jayhawk football. Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
It's time to select and decorate pumpkins for your Halloween display. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Select pumpkins free of holes, cuts, and soft spots. Damaged fruit tends to rot faster, ruining your fall display. And always carry the fruit cradled in your arms, not by the stem. Store carving pumpkins in a cool location until you're ready to start cutting. Extend the beauty of carved pumpkins by washing them with warm water and letting them dry before making the first cut. Try leaving the top intact and scooping the insides out through a hole in the back. Coat the cuts with petroleum jelly or vegetable oil to seal in the moisture and prolong your display. Sprinkle with cayenne pepper to help repel hungry animals. Then give any shriveling jack-o'-lanterns a cold bath to freshen up their appearance. And once the pumpkin rots, move it to the compost pile. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
The ghouls and ghosts are out again as fall starts to take over. Start your spooktacular fall by stopping at the Garden of Eden in Marysville, providing unique gifts for all the holidays coming up, and be sure to give them a call for all your floral arrangement needs. Dive right into fall this year with the Garden of Eden, where their flowers have superpowers.
When you picture steamboats, we may have images of stately paddle-wheeled ships moving up and down the Mississippi River. So it may seem odd for us to imagine those same boats cruising up and down a river in the middle of an American desert. It's exactly what happened here for over a half century. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pettit Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee. Proving on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pettit Bio's got a plan. Green plants
Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
They were literally riverboats traveling in the middle of a desert. Vicki Sire says it took a long time to get to Bullhead City, Arizona, by boat.
First of all, you have to start from San Francisco, go all the way around Baja California, come up to Port Isabel, then you start the trip up the Colorado River. And then it's between 15 and 30 days to get up the river.
In fact, those steamboats could go 150 miles further north, well past present-day Hoover Dam on the Colorado River. It was a wildly changing stream, from nearly dry to miles wide, depending on the rainfall.
The steamboats had a problem with the sandbars, because after it would be flooding, then there'd be all new sandbars on the river. And the ones with the stern wheels would actually turn around backwards and use the stern wheel to dig themselves out of the sandbars to come up.
Local Indian tribes saw it as a great opportunity.
One steamboat captain said that he could tell when there's going to be a problem on the river, because he could see the Indians lined up on both sides of the river. Because if they got stuck on a sandbar, the Indians would get paid to help pull them off. And they were sitting out waiting for them to come up.
William Hardy established Hardyville to accommodate the boats arriving at what is today Bullhead City, Arizona.
He put in a complete ferry boat and steamboat landing. About the same time gold was discovered here, it also was discovered in Prescott, Arizona. So he put in a toll road between here and Prescott, Arizona, and the steamboats would offload here. They put it onto wagons and go the 150 miles into Prescott.
The steamboat era lasted until 1908, when a dam was put in at Yuma, Arizona. But for half a century, the steamboats truly did travel well into the desert. Traveling the countryside in Bullhead City, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
Chickens have internal worms, and you don't need to treat them unless parasite numbers get out of control. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Any treatment for worms must be done carefully, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A healthy chicken is alert and active with a good appetite. If you have a bird that's not gaining weight, seems to have a lack of energy, and looks pale, it might have a bad case of worms. Donna Carver is an extension poultry veterinarian at North Carolina State University. She recommends taking a feces sample to your veterinarian, who can identify the parasite and recommend treatment. Unfortunately, there's only one drug that's approved for use in chickens, and it only takes care of roundworms. This means if it's not roundworms, you'll have to use a drug that's labeled for another food animal. Generally, these products aren't harmful to poultry, but the issue is knowing how long the drugs stay in their system. Carver says it's a food safety concern for humans that eat the eggs and meat.
If you've got a laying chicken and she has all those developing follicles in her at any one time and you treat her, how many of those follicles actually absorb some of that drug? And how long would it take for her to ovulate all of those follicles before you could be sure that none of them would have any of the drug?
Carver says probably the best time for worming is when egg production drops off and the hens are about to start molting.
I would suggest that before you start seeing feather loss, but you start seeing decreasing numbers in eggs, you could treat then, and you could cook the eggs and feed them to your animals or whatever you wanted to do, but just don't eat the eggs until after the molt.
Carver says some parasitic infections can be prevented and some can't. Good sanitary practices and keeping chickens in a sunny, dry area will reduce the risk of infection. Learn more about chicken parasites at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The other day, my family and I were working on a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, only to find that one piece was missing from the box. We were so bummed. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, in a lot of ways, that missing puzzle piece reminded me that no matter how purposeful you are when it comes to planning, sometimes
things aren't going to go as you hoped. And it's in those moments when you take a deep breath and trust that God has a plan. It's also in those moments that I'm thankful I have an emergency savings fund in place for life's curveballs. As you know, the best way to deal with a financial emergency is to make sure you're prepared beforehand. You might not see a major car repair or a hospital bill coming, but if you have an emergency fund in place, you'll be in a better place to handle those expenses. Remember that God has a purpose for everything, so trust in Him during uncertain times and be prepared. You'll be able to live a more meaningful and grateful life.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place Senior.
4-H, it's alive, well, and in North Dakota's case, healthy, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The 4-H program in North Dakota just recognized 33 clubs for including nutrition, fitness, and health activities in their club meetings the past year. After all, one of the H's in 4-H is health. Julie Garden Robinson is an Extension Food and Nutrition Specialist at North Dakota State University and is the Healthy North Dakota 4-H Clubs Program Coordinator.
It's a group project, a club program that they all do together, and they all are recognized.
Garden Robinson says her own children were in 4-H over an 18-year period.
Certainly 4-H can play a major role in keeping kids healthy, getting them active, and all sorts of other things. They learn so many different skills. I'm a teacher at times at NDSU, and I can always tell who was in 4-H because they have the confidence and the ability to get up and talk in front of their peers.
Garden Robinson says 4-H offers programs in all 50 states.
I would encourage parents who are wondering what kind of youth activity they could get their kids involved in that doesn't cost very much money and they can involve the family to check out 4-H.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Friday, October the 14th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. The United States Supreme Court recently heard a case that could affect cattlemen around the country. Caitlin Glover with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association had this to say.
Today, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in National Pork Producers Council versus Ross. While this case isn't specifically about cattle production, the impact on cattle producers nationwide could be significant. Several years ago, California took steps to limit in-state sale of certain products produced with certain practices. that restriction or those set of restrictions extended to products developed in other states, grown in other states, produced with those same practices. So at issue in this case is whether a state has the ability to restrict interstate commerce based on in-state regulations. It's pretty obvious to see that while this is about pig production, it could have significant implications for cattle producers and producers of all other agricultural products. This is why NCBA joined with several of our industry partners in filing an amicus brief in support of the National Pork Producers Council position. At the end of the day, NCBA is here in Washington to fight for cattle producers and your interests, not only in legislation and in regulation, but in litigation as well. To find out all of the different things that NCBA does for cattle producers like you, visit ncba.org.
In a related story, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association denounced Google's decision to bias customers against beef through their new sustainability search feature. NCBA says the feature provides inaccurate climate information about cattle production. The NCBA says that Google should seriously reconsider the feature. Let's look at your ag news on this Friday, October the 14th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Pearl Real Estate will be selling 151 acres of Marshall County farm ground with wind tower income Saturday, October 15th at 10 a.m., auction held at the Landall Lane Conference Center in Marysville. Land located east of Beatty, offering 140 acres of terraced crop ground with bonus income from wind tower and electrical line payments. Go to pearlrealestate.org to view easement agreement. Sale for the Sweeney Family Trust will be October 15th, 10 a.m. for 151 acres of crop-rich Marshall County farm ground with wind tower income. Auction conducted by Pearl Real Estate, St. Mary's, Mike Pearl Broker, Dennis Recheck Auctioneer.
For the health of your future crops, minimize soil compaction during harvest, reduce deep tillage, and just fill in those ruts on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Machinery is getting larger and heavier, which means an increased risk of compacting the soil as it travels through the field. Soil compaction has a significant impact on water infiltration, root development, and even yield losses the next year. Jody DeYoung Hughes is a regional extension educator at the University of Minnesota. She says the number one natural defense you have against soil compaction is soil structure.
So when you see those little aggregates in your soil, those act like mini columns in the soil that help hold up the weight of equipment as it's going over. So the more tillage you do, the more you break apart each of those little aggregates, and they just don't have the strength to hold up equipment. So as you're breaking up the structure, you're adding a lot of air into the soil, but, you know, air cannot hold up equipment.
Deflate the air pressure in your tires and try to avoid driving on wet soil. If you've got no choice but to harvest in soggy conditions, don't fill the combine bin all the way and maybe only fill the grain cart half full. This will reduce the axle load and the depth of compaction. Having a controlled traffic system in the field can have many soil structure benefits, including rut prevention. But if you do have ruts, she says to just fill them in.
Don't try to do any deep ripping into them, because when you do the deep ripping, you're breaking up the structure even deeper into the soil. And that's going to set you up for deeper compaction the next year, and also the ability to sink into the soil deeper the next year.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about minimizing soil compaction during harvest at agriculture.com.
Thirdwood Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids, now offering the largest cash discounts in the industry at 13%. C-Tech corn hybrids are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yields. On the soybean side, Thirdwood Ag carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. Learn more about better testing, better quality, more technology, and more genetics. Add up to more production and more profit for you. Contact John Henke with Thirdwood Ag Sales today, and don't miss the 13% cash discount now for a limited time.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, this has been a very interesting day in the grain markets. Up, down, back down again. Corn for December, 691 1/4. That's down 6.5. Corn for March is 698. That's down 7. Kansas City wheat for December, 958 3/4. That's down 23 1/4. Kansas City wheat for March, 957 1/2. That's down 22 1/2. Oats for December, 403 3/4. That's down 3 3/4 today. March oats, 410 1/4. That's even currently. Soybeans for November, down 9 1/4 right now, 1386 1/2. Soybeans for January, 1395 1/4. That's down 10 1/4. Cotton for December, 83.40. That's down $1.39. Cotton for March, 82.18. That's down $1.31. Live cattle for October, 146.80. That's up 35 cents. Live cattle for December, though, down 20 cents at 147.72 1/2. Feeder cattle for October down $1.12 1/2 at 173.62 1/2. Feeder cattle for November, 174.70. Currently, that's down $1.40. Oil, crude oil for November down $3.75 at 85.36. Crude oil for December down $3.56 at 84.39. Gold for October at 1642.30. That's down 27.70 right now. Gold for December, 1647.80. That's down $29.30. Silver for December at $18.03, that's down 88 cents. And silver for March at $18.25, that's down 87 cents currently. Wall Street not doing very well today. Dow Jones down 326, S&P down 69, and NASDAQ down 256.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 69 years. Although costs and interest rates continue to rise, we are here to help you save money on your new Ford. Every new Ford on our lot is discounted under MSRP, up to $1,500 off MSRP on all new Fords in stock. Don't see what you want on the lot? We will help place an order for your new Ford, and we will discount your order too. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running for best overall sales and service experience. Let us help you into that new Ford you have always wanted with up to $1,500 off MSRP. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today with savings up to $1,500 off MSRP. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Plus tax and fees. All rebates to dealer cannot be combined with any other offers. Excludes Broncos, Raptors, Lightning, Mach-E, Transit, GT500, Maverick, and Spiders Montana.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Are you looking to attend a fun K-State event this weekend? Well, K-State's Animal Science Department has got you covered. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Dr. Dave Nichols, recent retired K-State professor, and Dr. Justin Jansen, K-State ASI Family and Friends Reunion Committee member, give insight on the upcoming K-State Animal Sciences and Industry Family and Friends Reunion.
It's on October the 8th, Saturday. It'll start at 4 p.m., and the buffet lines will open up at 5:30, and the program will start at 7:15. It's open to everyone. It's set up to be a family event. We have the Junior Barnyard, which is a tent filled with all different types of activities that young kids can enjoy.
There's something for everybody, and they don't need to be animal science grads at all. I mean, friends and family. Justin has done so much work. The Kitty Barnyard, it's amazing the things they have there for the children. And there's something at all ages. We have a football field. We're going to have a volleyball court, yep. Cornhole games, and as well as a band. And there's just lots and lots of activity. But I think the big thing is a chance for people to get together and visit. And I think people are really ready for that.
Nichols describes the Don L. Good Impact Award that he will be receiving this year at the event.
It's so humbling for me because I came to Kansas State because of a man that Justin knows very well, Dr. Bob Hines, who sadly passed. I stayed at Kansas State because of Don Good, and Don Good was a legend. And so the LMIC board years ago created the Don Good Impact Award, and this will be the eighth. I will be the eighth recipient, and it's just so humbling to do that. Our first one was Miles McKee. I think along the way, Sharon Swartz, Kelly Lechtenberg has been honored, as well as CattleFax, Certified Angus Beef, KLA, and U.S. Premium Beef. It's a wonderful award. Wonderful honor, and that'll be given at the program, I think around 7:15 or so.
Jansen and Nichols explain what they're looking forward to for this year's event and how to register.
Well, I think just seeing the people enjoying themselves, visiting with others, visiting with old friends and making new friends. There isn't a year that you don't go to this event and meet somebody new that you haven't, that you share some common interests in agriculture, animal agriculture, the meat industry, and the diversity of the people are there is really enjoyable. But just seeing people laugh and visit, and there's some good food there too, so we're hoping to send people home with a very satisfied feeling.
For me, it's just the fact that all these people come back that you haven't seen, and I'm looking forward to seeing so many people that would come back. And I would mention, you know, the LMIC comes up with this. Dr. Patsy Houghton was kind of her initial idea, and we started this 8 years ago, and it's continued to kind of grow about every year. At the end of the day, it's all about the people. It's a good time, good food, good activity, and we hope people will come on October 8th. You can contact Lois Schreiner at 785-532-1267 and register.
That's recent retired K-State professor Dr. Dave Nichols and K-State ASI Family and Friends Reunion Committee member Dr. Justin Jansen giving insight on the upcoming K-State Animal Sciences and Industry Family and Friends Reunion. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
KNDY. Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.